Well, it's been quite a while since I recorded any audio. In fact, the last time I recorded audio was about how I arrived in Peru in 2018. As I used to say then, and I'll continue to say now, it often takes me a month, 2 months, 3 months, several months to be able to put words to experiences that I have. And so, how did I find myself back in the United States for 7 months? Well, I was coming back from Peru to sell my house in Florida. Seemed like a good time to do it, although interest rates had already started going up. So I came back, started getting work on that. New floors, new paint, new appliances, that sort of thing. And while this is going on, I had swelling, I had an abscess, I had infection that required emergency surgery. And when they went in there, they found a tumor. Although I didn't find that out for several days, they sent the biopsy results off when I got out of the hospital. By the time I got out of the hospital, I actually had everything done on the house. We put the house up for sale. A day after it was listed, I got an offer for $75,000 over my list price and found out I had cancer. And the first thing I really remember about that is kind of feeling like I was being shuffled out of the doctor's office. It was like, oh, here's the biopsy results. You have cancer. We'll get you with an oncologist and a radiologist. And that was kind of it. Which partially that was my fault. I didn't really know what to say or do or ask, or I was just kind of I knew that something was wrong. Something had been wrong. I'd been having problems for about a year. But I'd been to doctors. The one thing they hadn't done is an MRI or anything invasive looking inside. And so while I knew something had been wrong, I didn't have any idea what to say or do in that moment. Or even how to tell people. Like that's the first thing that really came up for me is like how to tell people. And I still don't know, honestly. 7 months later, I still don't know. Really, that's kind of why I waited to put anything on Facebook. What do you say? I have no idea. Still don't. Yeah, so the other fun thing was coming back to the United States. I didn't have any health insurance. Because, of course, I'd been living in Peru for 3 years almost. So that was the first thing. Luckily, I was able to get on health insurance through the marketplace because I had moved and had a life-changing event. So I was able to do that. Met with the oncologist, met with the radiologist. We started radiation therapy and oral chemotherapy at the end of September. Initially, we thought that was going to be 23 sessions. It wound up being like 31. And I get it. We want to make sure that it's taken care of. You don't want to leave anything to chance in these situations. But I also, at the same time, do think that in American medicine that we often overdo things. It's overkill. We do too much. Looking back, and it certainly worked. It shrunk. But yeah, so first was that 31 sessions. So that was every day radiation therapy, Monday through Friday for a little over 6 weeks. Got to take a month break after that, just in time for Thanksgiving. So I was able to go up to from Asheville, North Carolina to Columbus, Ohio to see my cousins, hang out for Thanksgiving. Turns out I probably shouldn't have sat down for that long because I certainly had some problems after that with inflammation and other things, pain. By the way, radiation in sensitive areas. Don't suggest it. Don't think it's a good thing. Not a real fan. Especially putting water on, your radiation slash sunburned skin. Not real fun. So middle of December, I started infusion chemotherapy, and that was rough. The infusion, one of the drugs is a platinum-based drug. You don't really want to put heavy metals into your body. Body doesn't react real well to that. And the other one kind of ate at my blood cells, red blood cells and white blood cells. Counts were really knocked down. So each time I went in before my infusion, I had to have a blood test to make sure my cell count was sufficiently high. And yeah, that was a lot harder than I expected. the first couple of days after treatment, my digestive system would completely shut down, which left me even weaker than even I would have been. And then the next few days, everything started up full speed, which is not real fun. The second drug that was in there, knocked my blood cells down, which made, incredible weakness. I would spend a day the first. I had treatment every 2 weeks, had an infusion every 2 weeks, and I would spend a good week essentially bedridden after the treatment. I just had no energy. I was barely physically able to get up and do things, to take care of myself, take showers, that sort of stuff. It was really hard. And that went on for 8 treatments, which winds up being about 4 months. So for 4 months, every other week I was barely able to move. And that's coming from somebody who had previously been, would go out running 5 kilometers a day or every other day. That's been a great adjustment. And, running has been one of the things, along with meditation, that I use to regulate my body systems and my emotions. And that was just all gone. I found it even hard to meditate and to do the other things that I use for self-regulation, simply because I didn't have the energy. My primary meditation is sitting meditation, and just being, sitting was difficult, painful. Concentrating for 10 minutes, 15 minutes, darn near impossible. It really is quite incredible the things you forget when you're just trying to get through the day. Favorite music, favorite activities, so many musical experiences I've had, I'm just reconnecting with now. Like, it was just gone. So much was just gone. Just trying to get through this minute, get through the next minute, get through the next hour, get to sleep, get to the next day. In a way, that's living in the moment, but in a way, it's living for the next moment. So much got, I just wasn't able to call on all of these things, just because of the shape my body was in. It's truly, truly shocking to me how much of that just kind of disappeared into the ether in the middle of all this. Meanwhile, I'm having the first real winter I've had in 15 years. Living in Florida, living in Peru, temperatures never really got below 60, usually, most of the time. And here I was out, walking the dog, and 5 degrees outside. I couldn't get outside, couldn't run. It was hard. Luckily, my blood count stayed up, so I was able to do most of the treatments on time. The seventh treatment was the only one where my blood count had dipped, so I got an extra week in between treatments, which seemed like a vacation. And finally, on March 29th, I had my last infusion. After that, we waited a little over 2 weeks to do a CT scan and MRI, and thankfully the MRI showed great shrinkage of the tumor, which was wonderful news. So wound up with a surgeon a couple of weeks ago, because that's the next step after infusion chemotherapy, is surgery to take out what's left and clean up the area because there was infection around it. And obviously they don't want to leave any cancer cells around because those could grow again. Turns out the surgeon I'd been seeing is pregnant, and so she was going to be on leave when I needed to have surgery. So I wound up seeing her colleague in her office. And I could tell from the very beginning he was hesitant. Just the way he spoke to me was very halting speech. I don't know. Just never got a good vibe with that. He wanted to do some biopsies around the area, which makes sense, just to see what's going on, make sure there's no cancer on the fringes of where the tumor had been. So I got prepped to do that, went to the hospital. He wound up having an emergency with another patient, so I wound up, I was supposed to do the procedure at 2:30, wound up doing it at 5:30. I hadn't eaten all day. That makes for a long day, not eating for, that's probably the longest fast I've ever done, which is kind of embarrassing. Fasting is a thing people do around the world. I hope you guys can hear the birds. I'm sitting outside. And so, yeah, I wound up having a procedure done. It was only supposed to take about 30 minutes. I woke up about an hour and a half later, which was not a great sign. So, wound up talking to the doctor a couple of days later. It turns out that the damage is pretty extensive, and he didn't feel confident that he would be able to get in there and do it all himself, and can't really put together a team here of people from other practices, just in case, because just in case doesn't really work in all medical situations. These people have jobs and schedules, and so he started to refer me to. He looked at, Duke and University of I guess it was Wake Forest. Here, as it turns out, all of my cousins are, of course, in Ohio, and most in Columbus, which has a wonderful cancer hospital there. And it turns out this surgeon knows the head of surgery there, so I've been able to get in there, and I'm going to this week go up to Columbus and see doctors there. I probably won't see them until at least the week after. At least Memorial Day week, we're still working on working me into their schedules. But yeah, I'll go up there. I'll have a team of surgeons, and they'll clean out what they can and do what repair they can, and we'll go from there. I have no idea, until they get in there, there's no real way of knowing what exactly the surgery is going to entail. I've kind of got a best case scenario and a less best case scenario, and but that's kind of cancer. That's kind of life. We think we know. We fall into patterns, into routines, but those are always temporary. They're always temporary routines, right? Life is change. It's a circle, seasons, right? Spring, summer, fall, winter, death and rebirth, crops, seasons every year, new crops, new rotation, new life. Every in-breath, every out-breath can be, we can be different people. I think it was Alan Watts who said, "We're under no obligation to be the same person we were 15 seconds ago." Each in breath, each out breath. I think it was Rob Bell that said, "We can be a moment away from dying and be fully alive, and we can be in the middle of life and be completely dead." Those choices are up to us, how we live. I did really well, fighting most of the time. I did really well fighting the impulse to have signposts in the road, right? To live for the moment and stay in each day and not say, "Oh, well, everything will be better when this happens," or "Everything will be better when this happens." Everything will be better when I'm done with chemotherapy, or if I'm done with radiation therapy, or if I'm done with whatever. Because then you start living for the future. You're not living right now. Like you're doing nothing in this moment. And that is a little death, not a great death, but a little death every day, right? That you're not living for right now, that you're putting off your life for the future. That's a kind of death. I did really, really well up until the point where it got to surgery, and it was really like, "All right, surgery will finally be done and get this out of here." And then I was supposed to have surgery last week, and now I won't have it for a little bit more, and that was really frustrating. I was frustrated because I'd done so well all along. Also frustrating with the changing circumstances. But again, circle back to what I just said. That's what life is. Life is always changing. So that is a bit of an update as I record here on Sunday. I'll be heading up to Columbus, Ohio this week, thanks to a couple of my cousins. Thankfully, I'll get to spend time with them, which I haven't been able to do. I've missed, two weddings in the family because of this, and I wasn't able to attend either one of those. But I'll be able to spend Memorial Day weekend with them and beyond, which is wonderful. Miss everybody up there. It'll be great to get up there because I've kind of been trapped in one place, by the treatment and by the circumstance, not being able to move more than anything else. Thankfully, the weather is better, and I'll be able to get out and about a little bit. But the future is still uncertain, like it always is. Even now, 7 months into this, I'm still not exactly sure what to say about this experience. other than it's been very difficult. But I've done some things in the past couple of weeks to get back to spiritual practice, get back to doing things and living in this moment. You know, having the surgery pushed back was a kick in the butt, and sometimes you need those. We would never wish suffering on ourselves or anyone else, but those are the moments that we have an opportunity to learn, right? We don't always take the teaching. We don't always take the lesson, but they're opportunities, and those can happen every day, every moment of every day. So off to Ohio I go, thankfully. Hope the weather is wonderful. We're able to have a good Memorial Day, and we'll go from there. Thanks for listening. I appreciate all the support from everybody. I apologize again if I wasn't able to tell you personally about what's been going on with me. It's hard. And like I said, I haven't really known how to say, what to say, who to say it to, when to say it. It's life. We're all dealing with it, you know? But I appreciate the support from everybody. Thank you so, so much. Grace and peace to everybody.